Mirkatani Sefer Chayef, says the Gemara. So if, from the fact that the Sefer says that you're Chayef, and this is a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa, because you're putting out the fire not for the normal reason that a person puts out a fire, just because you don't want the light. Shmami no Rabbi Yehuda. This shows that it's Rabbi Yehuda. Reish ma'iskin, and what's a reish talking about? Ilub chola she'esh l'sakon. If we're talking about a chola who's in danger, mutr miboyle, it should have said that it's permitted to put it. Rabbi chola she'en bo sakon, chayev chantas miboyle. If the chola is ein bo sakon, then it should say that the person is not critically in danger. Then we should say that you're chayev chantas. L'olam b'chola she'esh l'sakon. We're talking about a chola who is in danger. It would didn't listen to it really should have said that is permitted. I did by the mission save a chayiv, but since in the end of the mission we wanted to write chayiv, and resha potter, so we also put in the resha that it's potter. So in order to achieve a symmetry between the resha and the sefer, we use this language. Hatatani Rabbi Shaya in Bishvil Achol Shishan Lo Yichabet VeIm Kiba Put Potter Avam Motter. What about Rabbi Shaya, where he said that if it's for a chola who's sick, you shouldn't put it out, but if you did, it's Potter Avam also, but you shouldn't do it. He Bechol Shem B'Sakana. That's talking about a chola who doesn't have any danger. Rabbi Shimon, he, and that is according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who says that a person who does Malach Shem Tzrich L'Gufa is Potter. Shaul She'ela Zu. The question was asked before Tanchum from the village of Noi. Mahu, right, he was in a place called Noi, whatever, I don't know, a village, a town, a city. What's the rule putting out a some kind of a lamp, right, before putting out a fire before a sick person on Shabbos? Ant Shlomo on Chochmasech. He said, you Shlomo, where is your wisdom? On Suchlis Sunusach, where is your sophisticated understanding? Lo Dayeka Shedvarecha Sosin Divi David Avicha. It's not enough that your words contradict David your father. El Shedvarecha Sosin says, you contradict yourself. David says, dead people can't praise God. And you said, I praise dead people who've already died, that it's like better. Then you said, a dead dog, a living dog, is better than a dead lion. So he said, lo, kasha. It's not a good question. What David meant is, a person should see to it to learn Torah and do mitzvahs before he dies. Once the person dies, he can't do Torah and mitzvahs, and Hashem gets no more praise from him. And that is what Yochanan said, Mesim Chavshi, for dead people, freedom, or they are free. So once a person is dead, they're no longer obligated in Torah and mitzvahs. They're free from Torah and mitzvahs. What does it mean when I praise the dead that are already dead? When the Jewish people sinned before Hashem in the wilderness, Moshe davened many prayers before Hashem and he wasn't answered. When he said, remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, miyad ne'ena, immediately he was answered. Lo yafa amar Shlomo, doesn't Shlomo say something beautiful? Shebechen isa meisim shekar meisu, that in this situation, the people who are already dead are more effective than the people who are alive. Davar achem in hagar shal olam melech basav adam goes exer. In the normal way of the world is that when a king of flesh and blood makes a decree, safik mekai minosa, safik en mekai minosa. So sometimes people fulfill it, sometimes people don't fulfill it. Not everyone listens. And even if two people fulfill it, they only do it as long as the king is alive and is threatening to them. Moshe Rabbeinu nevertheless made gezeros and takanos, and we still keep them until this day. They go forever and ever. Isn't Shlomo saying something beautiful when he says, I praise the dead as even better than the living? Another interpretation is like this. It's following the teaching of Yehuda Rav, who said, David HaMelech says, make for me a sign for the good, and then my enemies will see it and they will be ashamed. David said to Hashem, Master of the world, forgive me for that sin. He said, it's forgiven to you, sin of Bathsheba. Make an oath for me in my lifetime. In your lifetime, any modi, I'm not going to tell you, but in the lifetime of your son Shlomo, I will make a sign. Kishmana Shlomo based on Mikdash. Shlomo built the base of Mikdash. Big slachas on the base Kodesh Kodesh. We wanted to bring the Aron into the Holy of Holies. Dovku Sharm Zebezeb, but the gates sealed themselves and he couldn't get in. Amar Shlomo Eshem Rabbi Renanus Lonana. He said 24 songs to Hashem and still wasn't answered. Pasuk Vamar Susharm Shech Vinos Bitzkel and Viav Melech Kavod. He said the Pasuk of Susharm Ratu Basre Lemivle. the gates ran after him to swallow him up, because it sounded like he was calling himself Melech HaKavod, wanted to come in. He called himself the king of glory. Amru Mihu Zeh Melech. They said to him, who is the king of Kavod? Amru Leih Hashem Izo Zeh Gibor. Hashem is the one who I'm talking about. He is strong and mighty. Even after saying Shusha Arim, they still did not, he wasn't answered by Hashem. Given from Hashem Elokim, Al Tashev Pinei Meshichecha, when he said, Hashem, do not turn away the face of your anointed one, Zechra Lechaste David Avdecha, remember the kindnesses of David your servant, Mian Nena. Immediately he was answered, but Ososha Nepchu Pinei Kol Sone David Kishule Kedera. At that moment, the faces of all the enemies of King David turned dark, like the burnt pieces at the bottom of a pot. And then all the people and all the Jew and all of Israel, all the nation and all of Israel knew that Hashem had forgiven him over that sin. So isn't it beautiful what Shlomo HaMelech said, that I praise the dead who have already died. That's what means in 8 days sent the people away. They blessed the king. They went to their tents happy in their hearts for the goodness that Hashem had shown David his servant. They went to their tents, they found their wives pure. They were joyful because they got they got hanah from the ziv, from the shine of the shechinah. All of their wives got pregnant and everyone had a baby boy. Over all the good that Hashem had done to David his servant, that he had forgiven away that sin, and to Israel his nation, to achil luhu Avon de Yom HaKippurim, that he forgave them the sin of Yom Kippur, which they didn't fast on that year, which you can see in Malachim, the year that the Beis HaMikdash was dedicated. When Shlomo said, a living dog is better than a dead lion, also like the teaching of Rav Huna Marav, what is the meaning of the pasuk which says, Hashem, make known to me the end, my end, and how long my days will be, and let me know how short lived I am. David said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Master of the world, Hadin Hashem Kitzi, teach, tell me, and I will gzeir him lefanei Hashem, Hadin Kitzo Shabbos Avedam. It's a gzeir that no one knows when they're going to die. Midas Yamai Mahi, and how long my life is going to be. Gzeir him lefanei Shein Modin Midas Yamav Shal Adam. It's a gzeir before me that we don't tell a person how many days they're going to live. Eidam Machadolani. I'll know when I'm going to be over. Amelo b'Shabbos, Thomas, you're going to die on Shabbos. Amos be'echad b'Shabbos. Let me die on Sunday. I'm like, kvar higia malchus Shlomo bincha. No, because at that time the malchus of Shlomo, your son, will have arrived. Because one kingdom doesn't intrude upon its friend's kingdom, even right on another person's kingdom, even a hair's breadth, even a tiny, tiny amount. So once it's time for Shlomo, you won't be able to extend your kingdom at all. Almost be'er Shabbos. Let me go early. I'm like, kitov yom b'chatzei recha. May Aleph. Hashem says one day in the courtyards is like 1,000. Tov liyom echad shatayosh v'asav b'ketorah. One day of you sitting and studying Torah is superior to me, says Hashem. May Aleph olash v'asav shalom b'chad l'hakriv l'fanai agam me'ezbech. And 1,000 sacrifices, 1,000 sacrifices that your son Shlomo will offer to me on the Mizbech. Lamed on the base. Kol yom d'shabata haviyosav v'gars kol yom. Every Shabbos, King David would spend the entire time learning Torah, because then he would protect himself from dying. On the day that he was supposed to die, come Malach HaMavis, kamei v'lo yachalei. The Malach HaMavis came before him and couldn't do anything to him. Because his mouth wouldn't stop from learning. What am I going to do to him? David HaMelech had a garden behind his house. He came and started shaking in the trees. David went out to check what it was. When he was going down the steps, the last or the steps broke from under him. Ishtik, and for a moment he stopped saying Torah. V'noch nafshe, and he died. Shalach Shlomo de'vedosha. Shlomo sent a question to the Beis Medrash. Abba Meis, my father has just died. Umotul b'chama, and he's lying in the sun. Uklavim shabais avar re'evim. Also another problem, the dogs of David Melech's house are hungry. Ma'eseh, what should we do? Shalach ulei chasoch nevelo v'hanach levnei aklavim. They said, slice a dead animal carcass and put it before the dogs. And your father put a loaf of bread or a baby on top of him, and then you can move him into the shade because of that on top. A living dog is better than a dead lion because life is preferable to death. So he said, and regarding the question that I asked before you, which really means that they had asked him, but he's speaking out of Anava. He says, it is better that we put out a candle that was lit by a human being than to put out the lamp of Hashem, because a human being is considered the candle of Hashem. He said that the Chachamim wanted to hide and bury the book of Koheles because things in Koheles contradict one another. Why didn't they bury it? Because the beginning starts with Torah, the end ends with Torah. The beginning says, what value is there to all the hard work a person does under the sun? That which is under the sun, there is no value to, but before the sun, there is value to. So the Torah came before the sun. Sofo divrei Torah. At the end, it says Sofo divrei kol nishma asa kimi ra v'smitzos shemar kiza kol adam. My kiza kol adam. What does it mean at the end when it says the end of the matter is when all has been said and when all has been heard? Fear God and do His mitzvahs and protect His mitzvahs because this is the whole man. Amr Belazer. Rabbi Elazar says kolam kulo nivrei l'bishul zeh. The entire world was only created for this. Rabbi Abba Kahana Amar Shakul Zeh Keneged Kolam Kula. This is worth the entire world. Shem Ben Azay Amar V'Amar L'Shem Ben Zoma Amar L'Nivra Kol Olam Kula El Litzeves L'Zeh. The entire world was only created in order to accompany this. Umay Dvarv Sosrim Zeh Ezeh. And what does it mean that the statements in Koheles, they contradict each other? Ksiv tokas mischok. It says anger is better than laughter. Ksiv l'schok amarti b'holo. I said laughter is praiseworthy. Ksiv v'shivachti ani es ha-simcha. I praise simcha. Ksiv l'simcha mazo. So what good is simcha? Lo kasha tokas mischok. So we said, wait a minute. There's a way to explain this. Anger is better than schok. Tov kasha kodesh kodesh baruch al tzadikim b'olam hazeh. It's good when God gets angry at tzadikim in this world. Mischok shev misachei kodesh baruch al hashem b'olam hazeh. That sometimes anger against the tzaddikim, which purifies them, is better than laughter, which Hashem gives to the Rishonim in this world, and then they waste their lives. But the good kind of laughter is the laughter that Hashem laughs with the tzaddikim in Olam Haba. If it's simcha of a mitzvah, then he praises it, and if it's not, he doesn't. The Shechina doesn't land on a person out of sadness, laziness, laughter, lightheadedness, conversation, or idle talk. It comes out of simcha shel mitzvah. As it says, find me a person to play music for me. When the musician would play, then he would have the prophecy from Hashem. The same thing is true for learning halacha. And same thing is true. If you're filled with joy before you learn, you should be also filled with joy before you go to sleep so that you can have a good dream. But didn't Rav Gittel teach that any Torah scholar, this is for his teacher, and his lips are not dripping with myrrh, should be burnt? It says in Shir Hashirim that his lips are like shoshanim, right? They're like roses, dripping with flowing myrrh. And we say al tikrei moreover elamar over. Don't read the word more. It means it should be flowing with bitterness. Mar al tikrei shoshanim ela Sheshonim. It's like that they're learning. So when a person is learning from his rebbe, he should have bitterness. Lakasha habe rabba habe talmida. Depends. If a person is a Rebbe, so then it should be done with great joy. But if it's a student, then he should have bitterness, because he has to listen to his Rebbe with tremendous care to make sure he gets everything right. Maybe both of them are from the Rebbe. That depends. When he It depends. Before you start and after you start. Kid the rabbi, kamei the pasach, lulu rabbanan. Before he would start teaching and get very intense, amar milza b'dzicha, so he would say a matter of jokes, of lightheadedness. Ubatri rabbanan, the rabbanan would laugh. L'sov, yosef be'ema u'pasach ha'shmaitza. And then after that, he would get serious with trepidation and begin teaching. Also, the book of Mishlei, they thought to get to hide because the word seemed to contradict each other. Why didn't they hide it? Didn't we look into Kohelis and we were able to explain it? If you just pay attention, you're able to figure it out. So let's look into it. So what were the things that they didn't seem to understand? It says, don't answer a fool like his foolishness. And then it says, answer a fool like his foolishness. It depends. If it's matters of Torah, then you don't answer him. But if it's merely the Alma, then you do. It's matters of the world, of you know, not non-holy things. As a person came before Rabbi and said, your wife is my wife, and your children are my children. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said to him, would you like to drink some wine? Shasa upaka, he drank it and then he like exploded and died. Huda asla kamei d'Rechia, amalei imcha ishti va'ata bini. He said to Rechia, your mother is my wife and you're my son. Would you like to drink a cup of wine? Shasa upaka, he drank the cup of wine and he exploded. Amalei Rechia, hanilei tzlusei l'rebi zlo yishrei bonei mamzerim. He said, Rabbi Yehuda's tefillah helped that his children would not become considered mamzerim. De Rebbe ki have mitzali, Amar Yisrael v'nach Hashem Elokeinu. He would daven before Hashem and say, "Please, Hashem, shatzlini me azipanim azizponim. You should save me from chutzpahdik people and from chutzpah." And here it represents mamzerus, and that's it. Was because of this that this man exploded and was unsuccessful in making Rabbi Yehuda's children appear to be mamzerim. But divrei Torah, my he. So what does it mean in matters of Torah that you should? Was sitting in and was teaching. Asira isha teila b'chol yom. Shenemar har avi aladis yachtov. It says that a woman will one day give birth each and every day. Ligleg Olivos Thomas. There was a student who made fun of that. He said, "Come on, there's nothing new under the sun." So he said, "I'll show you that it exists in this world. It's not something new to Chazal Shemesh because he showed him that a chicken lays eggs every day." So you see from here that you're supposed to answer for Divrei Torah. Vesu Yosef Rabban Gamliel v'Kadosh. Asid Milana Shemotzim Beres B'Chayim. One day trees will give fruit every single day. Shemar V'Nasa Anaf V'Asa Feri. Ma Anaf B'Chayim Af Pri B'Chayim. Just like branches grow every day, so too fruit will grow every day. The Talmud laughed at him. Nothing new comes under the sun. He went outside and showed him a caper bush, which what it's always growing something edible at any time during the year. Vesu Yosef Rabban Gamliel v'Kadosh. Rabban Gamliel sat and was teaching. See there, it's also gluskos klemilas. Shnemar yehi fisas bar ba'aretz. One day, Eretz Yisrael will produce loaves of bread and expensive like silk or wool garments or something, because the pasuk says it'll be like lots of grain in the like tons. Liglig alavoso Talmid va'amar. So a student laughed at him and said, "Enkel chadash tachas Hashemesh. There's nothing new in this sun. I'll show you something like this in this world." He went out and showed him kman upitrios, mushrooms and truffles, v'aklei milas nivra bar kora. And when it comes to like wool garments, he showed him the covering that's on the like the palm, the hearts of palm, which is like a thin like silk like covering. Tanu Rabbanan, l'olim mihadam avzon kihilov leya katan kishamay. A person should always be humble like Hillel and not be demanding like Shammai. Ma'aseh b'shnei b'nei. There's a story with two men. Lamed aleph, amud aleph. Shehimru zeh as zeh. They bet each other. Amru kol mi sheilech yak nit as Hillel yitol arba mea zuz. Any person who upsets Hillel will get 400 zuz. Amru echad mehem aniyak nitenu. I'll get him angry. Osteyom erev Shabbos haya. V'Hillel chafaf es rosho. It was erev Shabbos and Hillel was washing his hair. Halach v'avar al Pesach beso amar mikan hilo mikan hilo. He went by his house and said, "Who here is called hilo? Who here is called hilo?" Nisanti v'etzel the kosher. So quickly put, you know, got dressed, or wrapped his head and went out to greet the person. Amar lebini, ma tam mevakesh. My son, what can I help you with? Amar lo she'eli yesh l'dishol. I have a question to ask. Amar lo shalbini. Ask my son. Sha'ali asked. Mipnei marashen shabavliim segal galos. Why do Babylonians have circular heads? Or oval, or whatever. Amar lebini, she'eli gedolah shalti. Ask a very intelligent question. Yesh l'dishol. Achayos pechos, because they don't have very good midwives, and therefore they don't know how to shape the child's head at the beginning. Halach v'himtin sha'achas. The guy waited another while. Chazav Amr, he came back and yelled, "Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel. Who here is Hillel?" It's not the Vyatul Krasa. So Hillel once again got dressed, came out. Amr l'bini, matam vakish. What do you want? Amr l'bini, she'elo yesh li l'shal. I have a question for you. Amr l'bini, sha'al b'ni, sha'al. Ask something. Mibneima enayin shal tarmudayin trutos. Why do the people of Tadmor have slanted eyes? He said, it's a very smart question, because they live in the sand, and therefore they have like these slanty eyes, and it protects them from the sand. He went and waited another hour. Came back and again started screaming, "Who's Hillel? Who's Hillel?" He said to him, "I have a very important question to ask." You know, why do Africans have wide feet? I'll explain. They should darn bain bitzei hamayim, because they live among marshlands. Therefore, they're able to walk in these swamps like snowshoes, like it helps them. I have so many questions to ask, but I'm afraid you're going to get angry. He said, "Any questions you have, feel free to ask." He said, "You're Hillel, who they call the Prince of Israel." He said, "If people like you, I hope there'll be no other people like you." Because of you, I lost 400 zuz. He said, "Be careful with your, emotions." Kedaihu Hillel shetabed al yado arba meosuz. Hillel himself is worthy of having you lose 400 zuz and another 400 zuz, as long as Hillel doesn't get upset. There was a story with a Gentile who came before Shammai. How many Torahs do you have? Torahs do you have? Amalish time. It's a two. Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh. Amalish Shebichsav, Anim Mincha Shebalpeh, Anim Mincha. I believe you about the Torah Shebichsav, but I don't believe about the Shorah. About Gareni, convert me. Amalash Talamdini Torah Shebichsav, that you'll teach Torah Shebichsav. So convert me and then teach to me. Gar Bova, Hotziyo Ben Azifa. He got angry at him and he sent him out with, you know, anger. Balifne Hillel came before Hillel Gairi. Hillel converted him. Yomakama Amalei Aleph Beis Gimel Dal. The first day he taught him the first four letters of the Aleph. Lamacha Apikle. He told him the first letter is Dal, then Gimel, then Beis, then Aleph. Amalei. He said, "Yesterday you didn't tell me this." Amalei. Lava Lai Didi Kosamach. So you're trusting me. To Al Peh Nami Smocha Lai. Then you also have to teach. You have to trust me about the oral Torah and accept that. Shav Ma'is Bagoy Echad Shabalif Nisham. Another story. But a Gentile came before Shammai. Amalei Gareni Amanash Lamdini Kol Torah Kula. Convert me on condition that I keep the entire Torah, that you teach me the entire Torah. Kishani Omid Al Regal Achas, while I'm standing on one foot. Dachvo Ba'amas Abin Shabiyado. Pushed him away with a builder's ruler that he had in his hand. Balifne Hillel, he came before Hillel Gairi, and Hillel converted him, and then he taught him. Amrul Dalach Sani Lachavichal Osavid. What you don't like done to you, don't do the others. Zui Kol Torah Kul. That's the entire Torah. Veidich Berusha Izil Gemur. Everything else is just an interpretation of that. Go and study it. Shemaisa Bagayecha Shabo Shahaya Over Achare Beis Hamidrash. There was another Gentile story with a Gentile who walked behind the Beis Midrash. Shema Kol Sofer Shahaya Omer Veela Habagodim Ashiyatsu Choshen Veifut. He heard someone saying, "These are the clothes that you should make." Achoshen Efor Omer Halalami. He said, "Who gets those clothing?" Amrul the Kohen Gadol. That guy said to himself, "I'll go convert and then I'll become the Kohen Gadol," because he wanted those fancy clothes. But if Neshamai came before Shammai, yes, Shammai chased him away with the builder's ruler that he had in his hand. But if Nehillel Gere, Hillel, however, converted him, he said, "But how could somebody become royal if he doesn't know how to become a, how to behave like royalty?" Go and learn how to become royal by studying the Torah. Halach v'kara, kimit shigev azar kara v'yumos. When he got to the point where it says the stranger who comes close will get put to death. Amalei mikrazal mi nemar. Amalei afilu al David melech Yisrael. Even on King David, never mind a convert, even on a person born Jewish can't do be kohen gadol. Nasos ger kav chomer ba'atzmi. He said to himself, Umay Yisrael shenikru banam l'makom. If Jewish people are called the children of Hashem mitoch ava she'avam kara lahem b'ni b'chor Yisrael, and they called them my firstborn, k'sivan lehem azar kara v'yumos, ger hakal, then a convert who's not as significant, shababa maklo u'betarmilo, who comes with his staff, his stick, and his, you know, backpack. Allah has come vakama. Certainly this applies to him too. But if neshama, I'm the klum ra'ui anilias kohen gadol came before Shama. And he said, am I able to be a kohen gadol? V'lo chesed b'torah v'azor k'rev yumos. It says in the Torah that a stranger who comes close will be killed. But if ne hillel came before hillel, I'm the avasan hillel. Thank you, Hillel. May blessings come on your head that you brought me beneath the wings of the Shekhinah. One day, all three of them were in the same place. It was the anger of Shammai, or his, you know, he was not patient or something, wanted to take me out of this world, and it was the humble humility of Hillel that brought me beneath the wings of the Shekhinah. What does it mean when the pasuk says the faith of your times will be the strength of your salvation's wisdom and knowledge? So, emunas is seder zra'im. Itecha is Seder Moed, Choshen is Seder Nashim, Yeshuos is Nezikin, Chochmas is Kodshim, Da'as is Taros, Afilu Hachi, but nevertheless, the pasuk goes on, Yiras Hashem Hi Otzor, the fear of God is his treasure. Rava says another thing from that pasuk. When they bring a person to din, they say to him these six things that we just learned. Did you do business honestly? Did you set aside time to study Torah? Did you engage in being fruitful and multiply? Did you have children? Did you anticipate the redemption? Did you engage in chachmah? Did you infer one wise thing from the next? And even if you have all of those, if the fear of God was a person's treasure, then he's in good shape. Low. And if not, he's in bad shape. Mashal Amshah Amad Shluch, it's like a person who said to his messenger, Haleli Kurchit and Laliyah, bring up a kur of wheat, like a lot of wheat, to my attic. Kalach v'halo, he brought it up. Amad Yerasta Bakov Chomtin, did you mix in a small amount of chomtin, which is something they would put in to preserve the wheat? Amad Lav. Amad Mutiv Lo Lesa, he said, it's better if you didn't brought it up, because what good is an animal-infested wheat. I needed chomtin in there to protect my wheat. So the Yiras Hashem is the little bit of a thing that protects all the other great achievements and accomplishments of life. Tanav Yerushmal Ma'ariv Adam Kav Chomtin Bekur Shel Tvua. In a chosher, a person who sells wheat can mix a little bit of chomtin in there, and he's not stealing. In other words, it's not like a person who does false weights and measures by mixing something else in and then he's selling wheat. No, because since it's a preservative and it's essential, a preservative that's essential to the wheat, so then it's considered. Amar Rabba Bar Huna, Kol Am Sheshva Torah Ve'Embo Yerushalayim. Person who has Torah but not Yerushalayim. Now we're on Laman Alvon Beis. Doma LeGizbar Shemasu Lo Maftechos HaPnimios Maftechos HaChitonos. He's like a gizbar. All right, he's like a treasurer who they gave him the internal keys, but they didn't give him the outer keys. But how on earth is he going to get him? He has the keys, but he can't get in. Woe to the person, said Rabbi Yannai, who doesn't have a home but has a doorway to the home. What good is that? Hashem only created the world so people should fear him. Hashem made things in order that men, the people, should fear him. Rabbi Simon, Elazar was sitting. Chalafa Azar Rabbi Yaakov Acher Rachav Rachav Besbay. Amalei Chad Chaver. One said, "Let Nikam Kamei should stand before him." De Gavar Dachil Chatoin Hu, because he fears sins. Amalei Idach Nikum Kamei De Gvar Bo Aryan Hu. Another person said, "Let's stand before him because he's a person who is a person of Torah." Amalei Amin Lecha Ana De Gvar Dachil Chatoin Hu VeAmrit Li At Bar Oryanhu, he said, I told you that he's a person who fears sin. And you see, he's a man of Torah. Fear of sin is even more important. So let's figure out that this conversation must have gone, that Rabbi Lazar is the one who said that he's a person who fears sin. He said all that Hashem, quoting Rabbi Lazar, Hashem, all he has in this world is the fear of Hashem. And all that Hashem has in this world is the fear of God. fear of God, that is wisdom. The word hain means one. Tistayim. So yes, we can indeed conclude. Darsh Rav Ula. Rav Ula taught. Don't be very wicked. What is it? Don't be very wicked, but you could be somewhat wicked. What he means is to say like this. A person who ate a little bit of garlic and now has bad breath, he shouldn't go back and eat more garlic. Don't think that because a person was a little bit wicked, they should therefore say, okay, once I'm wicked anyway, I might as well give up the whole thing. No way. Even if a person has done something small wrong, they should never use that to justify doing even more. Rabbi the son of Ravula said, "Ki im chartzubos lemosam uvari ulam." Pasuk says there are no pains at their death, and their body is sound. It's not enough that Risham are not scared of the day of death; just the opposite. They feel very strong, like an ulam, you know, like a hall that's wide and big. And behind it, the Amar Rabba, my dechsev zeh darkam kesel lomo. What does it mean? This is the way of them who are foolish. Yodin risham shadarkam lamisa. Risham know that their path is to death. Veishlam chelev al kislam. But they still have like fat over their kidneys that prevents them from allowing. Shema tomar shikha he. Maybe you'll say that they forgot. It says that those who, after them, speak with their mouth approvingly about them. So they're aware of what's going to happen to them, and they talk about it, but somehow it doesn't influence them at all. Okay, the Gemara continues. Kassel on there. If a person put out the fire to spare the lamp, Rabbi Yossi commands, really. Who does Rabbi Yossi follow? If he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that you're chayev from Melachah Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, then you should be chayev here also. And if he holds like Rabbi Shimon that you're not, then you should be putter even for the wick. Clearly, he holds really like Rabbi Yehuda, because of Rabbi Yossi. So sir, Amanas live in the coma, have a so sir. And this is that if you take something apart in order to rebuild it in the exact same place, then it's considered to be so sir. Amanas live in the coma, love a so sir. But if it's to rebuild it in a different place, then it's not considered so sir. For a person who puts out a fire in order to save the lamp, that doesn't do so in order to relight them, but instead, he's just trying to spare the wick. Wait a minute. All the malachas you learn from the Mishkan. Whenever they took something apart, the plan was to rebuild it in the next place they would travel. Since they were following whatever Hashem told them to do, then it's like putting it back in the same place, because they were all... they were always doing it for a constructive purpose, b'makomo, to rebuild it in that exact place. Because since Hashem was telling where to go, it's like the same place. We always hold like Rav Shimon. So why is psila different? And this is a wick that you would have to singe before, in order to get it to burn properly, because in such a situation, even Rishim Rugi to come back and mana, that you're fixing up something with what you're doing. Amarava, because it makes charcoal. But look at the innovation, nasis pecham, not because charcoal is made. So it means that you're doing it intentionally. Shema mina. That's what you see from here. Says the Mishnah. There are three sins that a woman dies in childbirth. Because she's not careful in the laws of nida, and the laws of separating challah from dough, and lighting Shabbos candles. Nida, my time. What's the reason for nida? She messed up the way that she handled the chambers of her stomach. Lefikach tilka b'chadr bitna, therefore she gets punished in the chambers of her stomach. Tenech nida. I understand nida makes the most sense. Chal v'lokas aner. Mike, what do you guys about challah and the Shabbos candles? Kedoshi glila alidur chiz, like a certain Galilean explained regarding Rav Chizda. Amakadosh Baruch Hu revias dam nasati b'chem. I gave a revias of blood in you. So a person has that much blood, or maybe that's how much they started with as a baby or something. Al iske dam isharti eschem. Regarding matters of blood, I warned you. Lamed beis amad aleph. Reishis Karasi Eschem, I referred to you as my first. Al Iske Reshes Isarti Eschem, and I warned you about matters of first. That is Chala, which is called Reshes Arisasechem. Neshama Shem Asata Bacham Kriyaner, the soul that's within you is referred to as a candle. Eschainer Isarti Eschem, and I warned you about matters of a candle. Im Ata Mekai Mazamotav, if you fulfill them good. Im Lav Reini Yeltam Shastra, and if not, I'm going to take away your soul. Umay Shnab Shastra Dasam, why specifically during childbirth? Harofa Nafal Torah Chadad Lisakina. Once the cow falls down, then you start to sharpen the knife. So you think about slaughtering it at some point anyway. Once it falls down, it gets hurt. So then it's already in position to be punished. Meaning, because you're going to finish it off then. Amar Abaye, Tafish Teros Amasa Bechad Machatra Lahave. Rava said, Abaye said, if the maidservant gets too much with her in insolence, like Tefush Teros Amasa, then Bechad Machatra Lahave, then she'll be struck by a single punishment, like for all of her sins. He said, leave the drunk person alone, he falls down on his own. So and what Hashem just does is he just avoids helping her out during that time. She just loses her assistance. Childbirth is a very dangerous thing. Without Hashem's assistance, a woman wouldn't survive. Ra'aya chagira ve'ize rahatan abav Chutra mili, the abe dore chushbina. As Mukva said, when the crippled shepherd gets crippled, and the goats are running away, and he's not able to catch his goats. So next to the gate, he speaks very harsh words, and inside the pen, he settles the account. So what does it mean? It means that. That just like, as long as a woman is in a healthy state, so she's not held accountable for them. Once she's giving birth, since she's held accountable for her sins, and a calculation is going to be made whether or not she deserves a nes or not. If Papa Amar, abav chanvotsa nefishe ache umurachame, abav bizyone lo ache velo murachame. At the entrance to stores, there's lots of brothers and loved ones, right? When people are in a time of prosperity, when everyone's brothers and friends, but at the gate of disgrace, during times of suffering and poverty, suddenly there are no brothers and there are no loved ones. How are men examined? When are men, going to be held accountable? When they cross a bridge, Gesher Vesulo is only a bridge. Gesher means it's something, anything similar to a bridge. Rav lo avar bimabra the asabe guy. Rav wouldn't go on a bridge, mabra. Mabra is sometimes a bridge and sometimes it's a ferry. So here it may be a ferry. But something that brings you from outside to inside. Mibra means from outside. So in some places Rashi says Mabra is a bridge, some places a ferry. It depends on the context. Because the Gentile would get punished, and he'll get caught together with him when he's punished. Shmuel over Elab and Mabra the Isbe Goy. Shmuel would only go with the Goy. Amar Sitna betray Ume lo shalt, because the Satan doesn't punish two different nations at the same time. Rabbiane Badik va'avar. Rabbiane would examine the ferry first, and then he would go. Person shouldn't put himself into a situation of danger, assuming that a miracle will be done for him. Shema ein osin leis, because maybe no miracle will be done for him. Ve'ein osin. Vim osin lo neis menachas chas. If a miracle indeed is done for him, still they will deduct miracle. They will deduct from his zechuyos. Amar Rav Chanan Micro. Where do we know this from? Katan to michal chas mechalam. As Yaakov Avinu said, I have been made smaller from all the kindness and all the. On and all the truth. Rezeir b'yoma deshusa lo nafak leveni dikle. Rezeir would not go out on a day when there was a southern wind. He wouldn't go anywhere near these trees, these palm trees, because he was worried that the strong wind would knock the palm trees onto him, would knock them down, and then he could get hurt by them. Amar Rav Yitzchak berei derav Yehuda. Yitzchak, the son of Rav Yehuda, said, a person should request from Hashem in prayer that he shouldn't become sick. Because once a person does get sick, then they say bring a schos in order to become pater. Mikra, what is the pasuk? Ki yipol hanofel mimenu. Mimenu lavi raya. A person who, it's mimenu, it's your responsibility to bring proof to get better. If chas v'shalom person was sick, then he has to bring the proof to get better. Tanavei Rishmol, ki yipol hanofel mimenu. Is a lipol mishesh mebresh. This is a different interpretation. The one who was going to fall was always destined to fall from the 6 days of creation. Nofel, because even before he falls, it calls him a nofel, one who will fall. So a person who didn't build a proper, guard around his roof, is just falling in with Hashem's plans. But there was always plans for this person to fall anyway. Just meritorious things happen through people that deserve the merit, and guilty things happen by people that deserve guilty things. Tanur banavisha cholov and not the lomos. A person who got sick and is almost going to die. Omer lo, they tell him his father shekin kol mosim his father. A person should confess, because all those executed by Beis Din also confess. Adam yetzel l'shuk yedom be'enav k'mishin nimzer l'sar diyot. A person is taken out into the marketplace. And there's people fighting there or something. So you should consider himself as someone who was handed over to a soldier. Chash b'rosho, if a person gets a pain in his head, he should consider as if they put him in a chain around his neck. Allah limit of anafal, a person goes up into bed and falls sick. He should consider it like a person who's brought up to the gallows to be judged. Because like a person who's brought up to the gallows to be judged, so if he has really good attorneys, then he can be saved. But if not, he doesn't have really good people helping him, then he won't be. And here are the great attorneys that to fight on a person's behalf. Tshuva umasim tovim. His tshuva and his good deeds. Even if 999 are saying that he's guilty, and only one person says what one says that he's innocent, he can be spared. Even one out of 1,000 angels is speaking on his behalf. Speaking of a person's straightness, he can be delivered and stopped from being brought down into destruction. Even if 999 parts of one angel are accusing him, and only one part of the angel, Shenemar Malach Echad Mini Elef, it's Melitz Echad Mini Elef, it's one advocate among 1,000. There are, Brisa says that there are three sins that a woman dies for in childbirth. That the women die when they are young. Because they do laundry of their children's feces out of clothing on Shabbos. Yeshem al shekoyim la aron hakodesh arona, because they refer to the aron kodesh as like a closet. Tanu, Tanya, it says in the Brayser, Shmuel ben Elazar Omer. It was sin of two different reasons that simple people die. Al shekoyim la aron kodesh arona, because they refer to an aron kodesh as a closet. Al shekoyim des against us beit am, because they refer to a shul as beth am. The house of the people. Beth Am. Wow. Tanya, Rav Yossi Omer. Shlosha bidke misa nivru ba'isha. There are three things that test death in a woman. Or maybe they bring death on faster. Hard to know exactly how to translate that. The Amri la shlosha divke misa. Or maybe it means three things that make death attached to a woman. Nida v'chala v'halakas haner. Nida, Chala, and Hadlaka Saner, like we said in our Mishnah, Chada, Kerab, Elazar, Chada, Kerab, Banan. One of these like Kerab, Elazar, one is like Kerab, Banan. Tana, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Gamliel, Omer. Hilchos, Hektish, Trumas, Umaishos, Hein, Hein, Gufei, Torah. The laws of things that are consecrated to the Beis Hamikdash, and Truma, and Maaser, these are the basis, like the basic things of the Torah, and they were given even to Amei Aretz to fulfilled. to be fulfilled. And if they don't do it, they're going to be punished. Because a person doesn't keep his commitments, his wife could die. You can't pay. Why take the one that you sleep with from beneath you? Because a person doesn't keep his commitments, his children could die when they're young. So the pasuk indicates is a mashal olam shalom that a person's the things that he has created will be taken away. That's his children. That's the thing that he worked hard to create. With the sin of nedarim of not keeping one's commitments, his children could die. Rabbi Huda Anasi Om Bavon Bittel Torah, because a person doesn't take seriously Torah study and they don't do their duty. They waste time from Torah study. I understand if a person, because a person doesn't keep his commitments, we had a pasuk. Alamad Bavon Bittel Torah, Mikro. Where do we know that from? Tichsev Lishav He Kasi Esbenechem Musar Lo Lokachu. For nothing, I have smitten your children. It means for not doing anything, meaning not for doing Torah. The truth is, the person who says that it's for not keeping commitments, also l'shavi kesi b'nechem, it's because the person didn't keep his commitments. Mechti, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Hainu Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda Nadam Kamar, Pastor Shemir Lazar Rabbi Shimon. But we said, wait a minute, Rabbi Anasi is Rabbi, and Rabbi said b'avon nedarim. So he said it's after he heard from Belazar Rabbi Shimon. So he then taught the other way, like Rabbi Lazar. Pligi bar b'chir bar Abba, Rabbi Yossi, Chana b'von mezuzah, Chana b'von bittel Torah. So they disagree. Some say it's for not putting a mezuzah up, and some say it's because of bittel Torah. Then a person can interpret a pasuk before, but not from way before. The opinion that says it's because of the von bittel Torah. You can interpret a pasuk both before it and even before that. Therefore, it says that even before, even earlier in the pasuk. Pligi Rameir Rehuda. Rameir Rehuda disagree. Chadam Ravon Mezuzah. One says it's because of the sin of Mezuzah. Chadam Ravon Tzitzis. And one says it's because of the sin of Tzitzis. Especially Madam Ravon Mezuzah. Chadam Ravon Mezuzah. The pasuk says you should write it on the mezuzahs of your house. Chadam Ravon Mezuzah. We should extend your life and the lives of your children. Madam Ravon Tzitzis. My Taima. What's the reason for Tzitzis? And what kind of a Taima? Shayla Mari. Rav Kahana said, and some say it was Shayla Mari. And the Chsev Gam Bichnafecha Nimzu Dam Nefashos Evyonim Nikiyim. It says also in the corners is the blood of innocent poor people. Yonachem Reitzakam Elamanda Amar Bavon Mezuzah Nami Hacha. The Chsev Lo Bimachteres Mitzosim Shaasu Pesachim Kimachteres. He said you didn't find them when you were breaking in because they made. You see that the punishment comes because they made entrances like a thief making a hole in the wall, and didn't put mezuzahs on them. So it's like a thief. It's like they're breaking in. A person who's careful with tzitzis will have 2,800 servants. It says in Sefer Zechariah that the days will come, 10 men will take of all the different nations will take hold of the corner of the garment of the Jew, saying, we want to go with you. Now, if on each corner of the Jewish person's garment with tzitzis, 10 people of each of the 70 nations will take hold, then 700 people on each corner will be 2,800 altogether. Okay. Simon, Sino Chala Truma Nigzeles Dina Shua Shif Fuchsta Giluya Veniv Lusa. Tanya says in the Brayso, Nachman Omer. Bavon Sinaschinam Mariva Rabba Besoch Beso Shel Adam. For the sin of Sinaschinam, of baseless hatred of another person, a person winds up with hatred in his own home. Ishtoma Pelas Nefalim, his wife will have miscarriages. The one of what else Shel Adam Mesim Kishin Katanim, and his sons and daughters of a person could die when they are small. Rabbi Huna Omer Bavon Chala Ein Bracha Bemechunas. If a person is not careful with Chala, no Bracha will take place in what's gathered in a person's storehouse, I guess. Ume'era mishtalachas basha'arim, and a curse comes to the prices of things. Vizor in zeroim ve'acherim ochel. A person will plant things, plant crops or seeds, or whatever, and others will wind up harvesting them. We eat eating them. Shenemar, afani es azos lechem, v'vkad lechem behala, es hashachefes ves hakadachas mechlasenayim v'divas navash uzratem l'rik zarachem v'achluhu oyveichem. So it goes through all those things. Atir b'chala ela b'chala. So b'chala, this will all come from chala, from a person not being careful about the mitzvah chala. V'nosim misbarchin. A person does give chala, they will be blessed. Shenemar v'reishu yisasechem titin l'koin l'aniach brocha el beisecha. It says specifically, or bring blessing into your own bitl trumas ma'aser shemaim ne'etzar milahor talamater. A person is not, if people are not careful about truma and ma'aser, the heavens will not yield rain and dew and rain. Vayoker ho ve v'hasachar avad. The expensiveness will be present and profit is lost. People will run after trying to make money and they won't succeed. Remember, tzia gam chom yigzalu meme sheleg shaol chatu. So the pasuk says drought and heat consume the waters of snow, so does the lower worlds consume those who have sinned. My Masha, what's the indicator? Well, how does it sound like this? Tanavir Rishmal, Bishol Dorm Shet Tzivisi Eschem Bimasa Cham V'la Sisam, because things I told you to do during the summer times and you didn't do, Yigzlu Mikam Meme Shelag V'masa Gashem, you're going to lose the rains in the times of winter. V'imnosim Mesparchem, but a person does give these things true and nicer, then they'll be blessed. Never have you called a master, Besa Otzer, V'Tar V'Vesi, V'Nachunu B'Zosim Hashem, Tzvokosim Lo Avtech L'Mos Jewish Ram, V'Kosu B'Racha V'Vindah. Pasuk says you'll get unbelievable amount of blessing. My Adli Day, what's until it's enough? Amar Rami Bar Chama, Amar Rav, Atshivlus, Tzvokosim Lo Avtech, until your lips wear out from saying enough, enough, enough. The blessing is so extreme. They say enough, this is enough, this is enough. Bavon Gezel HaGuboy Oleh. Due to the sin of Gezel, so Guboy comes. So that's the kind of locust. Varav Hoveh. And famine takes over. And people wind up eating the flesh of their children. Shnemar Shimu HaDavar Hazeh. Poros HaBashan Asher Bahar Shomron. HaOshkos Dalam Arotza Savion. Listen to this, you cows of Bashan that are in the mountains of Shomron that oppress poor people and crush very impoverished, destitute people. Rava said, these cows of Bashan is like the women who live in Mechuza, Lama Gimel Amav, to Achlin Velo of Dun, who eat and they don't work. Uchsiv, Hikesi Eschem Bishidafun, Reakonu, Harbos Ginosechem, Vecharmechem, Useinechem, Vizesechem, Yochel Hagazam. It says, I hit you with a blight and disease, and your gardens and vineyards and fig trees and olive trees were devoured by the gazam. So there's all different kinds of locust, and they've all been eaten by each other. One ate the next, and whatever was left over that one ate from the next one, and so forth. Eve, the yochel al small velosavei ish besar zroo yochelu al tikur besar zo el besar zaro. A person will eat the flesh of his own arm. Actually, it means the flesh of his children. The avon inu hadin veivus hadin vekilkol hadin ubitol Torah cherev uviza raba vedever uveturis ba. Due to delaying justice, so not giving rulings in a timely way for people, or intentionally distorting the din of Bittul Torah, or for not studying Torah when one should. So, violence and plunder, great plundering, and pestilence, and betzores, which is like a kind of famine, will come. When Adam Ochman is able to eat, and they still won't be full. Ochman Lachon Mishko, and they'll eat their bread measured by weight. So there'll be a sword that's taking vengeance on the vengeance of Bris. Now Bris versus Torah. Imbelo Brisi Yom Alai. The Bris represents Torah, which is Imbelo Brisi Yom Alai. If not for my covenant of night and day. If B'shiv ri lachem mate lechem ve'afu eser nashim v'chsiv ya'an uve'ya'an mishpatu ma'asu. It's because you rejected my commandments. B'avon shu ha'shav v'shu ha'sheker v'chil Hashem v'chilul Shabbos, for the sin of false swearing and and chil Hashem, desecrating Hashem's name, v'chil Shabbos and desecrating Shabbos, not keeping Shabbos. Chai ro rabba. So there will be wild beasts ubehema kala, and the livestock will be wiped out. Uvnei amesmatim, and people will decrease. Vehadrachim mishtomimin, and roads will become empty. Shemar v'mbeilu tivasuli, if you don't, if with these things you won't like become, you know, correct, like straighten back to me. I'll take it be'ela ela ba'ola. Don't read the word ela, but rather ola, which is oaths. If you shlach the becham eschayas hasadah, then I will send against you the beast of the field. If you shaker, it says about the false swears. Lo sishu b'shmi lo shaker. You shouldn't swear with my name false. If you chalat Hashem Hashem alkecha, that creates a chil Hashem. V'chil Hashem, k'siv lo schal Hashem kachi. You shouldn't be machal or desecrate my name. V'chil Shabbos, machal amos yumas. Use a similar word that those who desecrate the Shabbos will put to death. V'yalav chilul mechilul mishva shaker. We learn all these three kinds of chiluls stem from chil of Shua Sheker. But once Shrikas done Beis HaMikdash Chayv, because of spilling blood, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. The Shechina is lucky to sell, and the Shechina leaves the Jewish people. She never will low Sachanifu. You not to pollute the land. Nor should you defile the land which you are living in, which I live in it. Hatem etamizos says that if you do defile it, einchem yoshimba, you won't live in it. Ve'ani shochem besocha, nor will I live there too, so to speak. For sexual immorality and idol worship, and not keeping Shemitah or Yovel, Golus Bala Olam, exile comes to one, Megalanos son, and people are exiled. Other people come and sit and live in their place. Shenemar ki es kol ha-to'evos ha-el, also anjei arts. All these disgusting things the people of the land did, echsev ha-tetama arts v'efkot avon ha-ala, the land became impure, and its punishment was visited upon it. And the relation will not spit you out or vomit you out when you make it. If you make it impure, it will spit you out. So you don't want that to happen. Regarding Avodah Zarah, it says, I'll throw your dead bodies and make the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, and I'll scatter you among the nations. Only then the land will be, you know, paid up by her Shabbases, all the years that it says that it lays fallow and empty when you're in the land of your enemies, and it will stay restful. Bavon navlus pet saros rabos, for the sin of speaking about sexually immoral things, many bad things come because there's kashim mischatzers and harsh decrees are renewed. Muvachure sone yisrael mesim, and young Jewish people. Young Jews die. Orphans and widows will call out and won't be answered. Shnemar al kain kol bachur v'liyismach Hashem v'es yisom v'es almanosav lo yirachem kichulo chaneif umareya v'chol ped dover navala v'chol zos l'shava po v'od yad natuya. Hashem will still have his hand stretched out to do more mean things. If people won't have compassion on the widows and the orphans, because everyone speaks nivola. What does it mean Hashem, his hand is still stretched out? Everybody knows for what reason a kala goes to the chuppah. Everybody knows what's going to happen, right, talking about sexuality. But somebody who filthies his mouth, even if they had already signed a decree for a lifetime, 70 years of goodness, it is turned over for him for the bad. A person who makes his mouth filthy, they make Gehenim deeper from Shem Shucha Amuka Pizarus. A very deep pit is a mouth that is perverted. Ravnachem Bar Yisrael Chamar Af Shomea V'Shosek. Even a person just sits and listens and stays quiet. Shnemar Zoyim Hashem Yipol Shem. Those who are Zeum Hashem Yipol Shem. Those who are disgusted by Hashem fall in there. So even if you didn't speak about it, it's still bad. So make sure to answer back and say, please don't talk that way if somebody is speaking in a sexually illicit, in an inappropriate way. Amar Rav Hoshaya Kol Amarik Atzmo La'Aveira. A person who prepares himself to commit an Aveira, Chaburos Ufetzo and Yotzim Bo, wounds and bruises will come on him. Shnemar Chaburos Petza Timrok Bara. As the pasuk says, "Lo odal shenidon behidrokon." Not only that, he'll have the disease of hidrokon. Shenemar umakos chadre button, because of the pasuk that says that that he'll have that punishment. Amar Nachman Yitzchak, similar avera hadrokon. a simon for a person who was sexually immoral, because stam, when it generally says avera, it means sexual immorality in the Gemara. So simon avera hidrokon, if a person has hidrokon, because I guess it affects the sexual organs. I'm not sure exactly what the disease is. There are three kinds of hidrokon. Shall avera ava, the one that comes as a punishment for avera is thick. Shall rav tafuach, the one that comes out of hunger is swollen up. Vishel kshafim duck, and the one that's caused by witchcraft is thin. Shmuel hakatan chash bay. Shmuel hakatan gad hadrokan. Ribono shel olam, mi mefis. He said, who will be able to draw, you know, the pious or the lots to figure out, meaning who could tell me with the reason that this happened? It's a he got better. Abaye Chashbe. Abaye got the same disease. Amar Rava, Yadana Be Ben Nachmeni De Machfin Nafshe. I know about Nachmeni, right? That was he called Shmuel. They called Abaye that he starves himself, so he shouldn't suspect him of sexual sin. Rava Chashbe. Rava also got hadrokan. Rava who Damar Nafshi Katile Kadar Minefiche Kafan. Rava, you know, used to. You can't say that Rava got this because he didn't go to the bathroom often enough, because Rava said more people have been killed by like the toilet because they didn't reveal themselves than people who are swollen due to starvation. Shani Rava, the honestly Rabbanan beidne balkarche. So he said no, Rava had a problem because they would force him to stay while he lectured, and he mamish couldn't go to the bathroom, and therefore he got sick with hadrokan. Tan Rabbanan, arba simanim heine. Simon laver hadrokan. There are four things that they taught could be signs of something. Simon for avera is hadrokan. Simon lasen eschinam yerakon. Simon lagasas haruach anias. Simon lashon hara askira. So a simon for seneschinam is yerakon, which is like jaundice or something. Gasas haruach, right, arrogance. Is poverty, and lashon hara would be askara, which is some sort of disease where a person can't breathe and they choke. Tanabana askara ba la'olam ala maser. Now the rabbanan taught askara comes to the world over maser. Lamed gimel amud beis. Rabbi Rabbi Yossi Amar lashon hara. Rabbi Yossi, when he said it's through lashon hara. Our Rabbi Yitam Rishu Ben Levi Mikra. What pasuk would teach us this? Vehamelech yismach be lo kim yishalel. Kol hanishba bo ki saker pi dovrei sheker. And then at the end of the pasuk says, the mouth of a person who speaks falsehood, ye saker, will be stopped, and that's askara. Iboy luhu. Rabbi Lazar Yossi al lashon hara kamar al doma af al lashon hara nami kamar. Was he speaking lashon hara? We're saying it also comes. Does it only come for lashon hara? Or does it also come from lashon hara? Tashma kishnik. So I was saying that the Kamar Yavna Hayisham Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shimon Nishal Shel Zufnim. When the Rabbanon were sitting in Kamar Yavna, this question came forward. Makazu b'nei achelz b'nei ayin v'gomer esu peh. Why does it start in the intestines and end in the mouth? Nenar Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi Rosh Medabrim Chol Makom. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, who was the Rosh Medabrim under any circumstance, he was the chief speaker, right? And no matter where they were. Amar, and he said, "Aval pi shekloyos yotzos v'leiv mevin." Even though the kidneys give advice and the heart knows, v'lashon mechatech, and the tongue, you know, divides up the words, pegomer, the mouth finishes it. Then Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Nesha, Ochlin ba dvarim tveim, because people eat non-kosher things. Dvarim tveim is zakadayt. Does mean impure things? Al shochem ba dvarim shenim mesukanim. It actually means that it doesn't mean non-kosher food. It means food that wasn't properly prepared. With miser taken off of it. Nenev Shimon v'Amar ba'avon bittel Torah. It's for the sin of bittel Torah. Amulo nashim yochichu. Right, so we said, but women get it, and they don't have an obligation to learn Torah. So the Gemara says, no, shemvatlas ba'alei, and they disrupt their husbands from learning. Goyim yochichu. What about Gentiles? They don't have to learn Torah, and they get it. Shemvatlas Yisrael. They stop the Jewish people from learning. Tinokos yochichu. What about children? No, they could still get it. Mishem vatal azavi, and they disrupt their fathers from learning Torah. Tinokos shabes rabban yochichu. What about children who do study Torah in their schools? Hasam kederabi kur yon. Damar gurim etemar Rabbi Yosef bar Shamaya. That would be like the teaching of Rav Gurion or Rav Yosef Bar Shemaya. Bizman Shat Tzadikim Bedor, Tzadikim Nosan Aladar. When the Tzadikim in the generation, they get punished in the generation. And Tzadikim Bedor, Tzadikim Nosan Aladar. When there's no Tzadikim in the generation, the school children can be punished for the generation. Amr of Yitzhak Bar Ziri, Va'amrila Amr of Shem Ben Azira. Reb Yitzchak Bar Ze'iri or Reb Shimon Azira said, "Micro, if let's say the chavarot is tilach b'kpeat son, if you don't the most attractive women, so then go out to the footsteps of the sheep." Barina Gedoyim Hamemushachim Al Haroim, and we say the lambs that are taken like a memushkanim, they are taken as a collateral Al Haroim. In place of the shepherds, Shema Mina, Ava Lashon Hara, Nami Ka'amar, Shema Mina. We see that it's also talking about Lashon Hara, also, not as the only thing. We can conclude that. My question when I come, why was he referred to as the chief speaker in every place? The Yasser Behuda, Yasser Shema, the Yasser Behuda ben Gerim Gabayu. So they were sitting, and Rehuda, the son of Gerim, was sitting by them. Pasuk Rehuda, Amar Kaman Noim Asem Shal Umazu. How wonderful is this nation? Tiknu Shokim, Tiknu Shokim, Tiknu Mechatzos. So they created marketplaces and bridges and bathhouses. Shazgar Yossi was quite an energy. Shimbechem Vam. Komash Tiknu Lotiknu Lotzerachas. And they only did this for themselves. Tiknu Shokim Lojimen Zonos. They said these Romans only made marketplaces. They could have prostitutes in the marketplace. Mechatzos. La Adin Bohenatzman. The reason that they made bathhouses is to enjoy themselves. Gesharim Lito Vaman Mech. The reason that they made great transportation bridges is in order to collect taxes. So Yehuda ben Gerim went and repeated this, and it was heard by the government. Amru Yehuda she'ila yis'ala. They said Yehuda, who elevated the Romans, so he should be elevated and appointed as like an important person. Yossi she'shasak. Yossi was quiet. Yigal Tzipori. He should go into exile to Tzipori. Shimon Shegina. And Shimon has said something negative about them. Yehareg should be killed. Azal Hu Berei. Toshu Bei Midrasha. So Shimon and his son went and hid in the base Midrash. Kol Yom HaVamas Yalei Divisu Rifta V'chuza Demaya V'karcha. Every day his wife bring them bread and a jug of water, and they would eat. Kitak V'gizereza Amal Lele Berei. When the Gezera got even stronger, so he said, Shimon said to his son, Nashim Daitim Kalalan, women are easily influenced. Maybe they're going to be, they're going to torture her. She's going to tell us where they are. They went and they hid in the cave. They were in the cave, and they were had a miracle happen, and a carob tree and some water, a spring of water, were created there. They would take off their clothes, and they would stay all the way up to their necks in the sand, in the dirt. Kuli Yomagar said, all day they would learn. But when it was time to pray, Lavshi Mikasu Umetzalo. They would remove their... they would then come out of the sand, put their clothes on, and daven. V'had Meshalchim and I, and then they would take their clothes off again, Kichlo Livlo, so they shouldn't wear out. Itivu Tresar Shani V'Marta. They lived for 12 years. Also Eliyahu came to the Arden. And then 12 years, Eliyahu came to the entrance of the cave. Amar man lo dia bar yochai dimis kesar abad lagzarsei. And he said, who will tell bar yochai that the emperor died, that Caesar died, and his decree has no longer going on? Nafku, they came out. Chazu inish dekav krove vizori. They saw people who were plowing and planting. They were giving up olam haba, and they're wasting their time in this world. Wherever they looked, people died. They would get burned up. Did you come out of the cave in order to destroy my world? Get back in your cave. They went back in for another year. They said Rishonim are punished in Gehenna for no more than 12 months. After 12 months they heard this voice again. It says, come out of your cave, Nafku. They came out. Anywhere that Rebbe Lazar would damage people, have a master, Rishonim would heal them. The world, it would be enough for the entire world. Us learning is enough to keep alive the entire world, even if these other people aren't learning. As the sun was setting on Erev Shabbos, he saw an old man who was holding two myrtle branches. He was running. He said, "What do you have this for?" "The cup of Shabbos." He said, "In honor of Shabbos." "Why isn't one enough?" "One is for Zachar, one is for Shomer." Beloved, the mitzvahs are, are to the Jewish people. And their minds were settled down, and they were no longer so angry about how people weren't learning Torah. Shomer Pinchas ben Yair chasanei v'nafak la'ape. Shimon's son-in-law went out to greet him. They brought him into the bathhouse. Kava ka'arich le'levisrei, and they begin like taking care of his skin. Chaz dahava be pile begufei. They suddenly had so many cracks in his body. Hava kabachi v'kanasran dumos ena v'kametzav chole. He was crying, and tears fell from his eyes. And the salty tears caused pain. They made him scream out. He says, "Woe to me." Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair said to his father, "Woe to me that I have to see you like this." Right? So, no, you're lucky to have seen me like this. Because if you had not seen them like this, you would not have found me with this greatness in Torah. Meaning it, they went together to Mikar, ki have a makshir of Shimon ben Yochai Kusha, have a frag there, Pinchas ben Yair, chase a piruke. Before this, Rav Shimon ben Yochai would ask a question, Pinchas ben Yair would respond with 12 different answers. Vasovke, have a makshir of Pinchas ben Yochai Kusha, have a frag there, Shimon ben Yochai, esin v'ar piruke. But when Rav Shimon ben Pinchas ben Yochai would ask a question, Rav Shimon ben Yochai would respond with 24 answers. Hon v'ho v'esrachish nisa, ezil askin milsa. So, Rav Shimon says, since a miracle happened for me, I'll go and fix something up. I'll establish something. Yaakov came complete to the city of Shechem. He came complete with his body, complete with his money, complete with his Torah. And he graced the city. Rav says he established for them a currency. He established for them a marketplace. He established them bathhouses. Amar, Ika Milsa Deboy Lisakune. Is there something that needs to be done? Amalohi, Ika Dukhla De Isbe Safek Tuma. There's a place where there's, you know, this uncertainty regarding Tuma. Lamadan Amalav, Isu Tsar Lakhanim Lafuke, Lakufe. And there are the Kohanim are troubled. They all have to walk around because they can't walk there. Amar Ika Inish the other disconsic Hacha Tahara. And so Hashem said, is there a person who knows if there was a chazaka of tuma of tahara in this place? Amalahu Saba. So a certain old man said to him, "Kan kitzets ben zakai turmesay truma." Here, ben zakai planted and cut turmesin of truma, some vegetable. Avad ihi nami hachi kol hecha to have a kashe tahare. V'alecha to have a rafe tziane. So he, Rav Shimon, also went, and everywhere that the ground was hard, he said it was tahor, because there was certainly no corpse. And any place it was soft, so he made a mark, so that maybe there was something there. And that way he made the marketplace a way place that even the Kohanim could walk through. Amar hu saba, tir ben Yochanan besakros. A certain old person said, "Oh, Rabbi Yochanan purified the cemetery." Amar le amal yisi imanu, afilo hayisa imanu, lo nimnes imanu. Yafata omar, he said, "Yeah, you know, had you not been with us, and even if you were with us and were not counted with us, what you say is okay. You could have said that you didn't understand or didn't agree, but now that you're with us and you were counted with us in making the ruling, so then, people will say, I don't understand. I mean, if prostitutes who compete with one another still, you know, do each other's makeup to help each other look more beautiful, so all the more so, Torah, Talmid Chacham should cooperate with each other. So he looked at him. Yav ba eni v'nach nafshe. He looked at this man. He gave him this intense look, v'nach nafshe, and he died. Nafak l'shukah chazal Yehuda ben Gerim. He went out to the marketplace and he saw Yehuda ben Gerim, who was the cause of this whole thing. Adar yesh l'zeh ba'olam. He said, this guy still is in the world. Nasan ba'enav v'aso gal shel atzamos. He looked at him and made him into a pile of bones. So that's the next Mishnah. A person has to say the following three things on Erev Shabbos at dark. Isartem, Eravtem. Have you taken off Meiser? Have you been in Erev? Hadliku es haner. Light the candle. Savak hasheh, savak hasheh. If there's a savak, whether it's dark or not. Ein maser nesavadi. You don't take maser on things that are certainly needed. Ein tefilas kelim, and nor do you do tefilas kelim. Ein malikas nes. You don't do like candles. Av maser nes demai, but you can take maser off of demai. Uma arvin v'tomin, and you can make a eruv v'tomin esacham, and you can insulate hot things. From where do we know that you have to ask these things? Because you should know that your home is in peace, and then you visit your house and you will not sin. Therefore, you should ask in your house so that there won't be any sins. Rabbi Rabbuna said, even though the person has to say these things, they have to be said calmly, so that people should accept them. I never heard that, but I always behave that way, logically. We say that at dark you have to say these things. But if you're not sure if it's dark yet or not, if you're not sure yet, if it's night, then you shouldn't say it. Now he said that even if it's not sure whether it's night or not, you can do an Eruv. You can still correct the situation. So before answering this, the Gemara lists a whole bunch of other halachos as follows. Right? Simon of Beguf Yo Zimra Tzifra Bechav L'demel. So those are words that you can say, right, that will help you remember what's going on here. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Chiyah Bar Ashi, Amar Rav. Lo Kasha, Kan Bei Ruvei Tchumen, Kan Bei Ruvei Chatzerus. So this is not a question. Here, right, at the beginning of the Mishnah, so it's right, so it says that Erev can only be placed in the daytime. That's a Ruvei Tchumen. So joining for tchum, and here it's a ruve chateros, it's joining a courtyard. So eruv tchum is how far a person can walk on Shabbos, and eruv chateros is combining courtyards, which is more lenient and can be done even when safek hashecha safek ene hashecha. Amar Rava, Amar lo shnayim atzei v'arev aleinu. Rava said, if two people said to him, go and put an eruv to join our courtyards. Le'echad irev olav mi ba'odion, le'echad irev olav mishmashas. One of them he did was day, one of them he did when it was the evening. Zesh irev olav ba'odion, nechal eruv ben hashmashas. The one that in the daytime can be eaten already ben hashmashas. Zesh irev olav ben hashmashas, nechal eruv mishachashik can only be eaten after dark. Shneim konu eruv, but both of them acquired the eruv. Mimonashach, yibena shmashas, yimamahu, I don't understand. If ben hashmashas is daytime, Basra likne kamula likne, and the second one should work, and the first one should work. Ben Hashmashas leilai, if it's after dark, kamula likne, the first one should work. Basra likne, and the second one shouldn't work. Ben Hashmashas svekahu, if it's a suffik, besuffik darbanu lakula, and therefore we are lenient when it comes to suffik. That's the Gemara's answer. Amru b'neima, amru ein tomnin bedavar she'eno mosif hevel mishecha shecha. Why do we say that you can't insulate something if it doesn't add heat? Once it's dark, because we're worried that maybe a person will boil a pot on Shabbos. Because your average pot is already boiling, it just came off the fire. But later, when things cool down, a person might come to boil them in order to reheat them. Amar Rava, Rava says, Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Why do we say that you can't do hatmana with something that adds heat? Right, you can't insulate something that adds heat even for earlier in the day. Because we're concerned that a person will cover it with like hot ashes that contain a glowing coal. Why don't you do that? Because then maybe a person is going to stoke the coals. Ben Hashmashos, suffik min hayom min halayla. Ben Hashmashos, it's a suffik whether it's a day or a night. Suffik kulu min hayom, suffik kulu min halayla. It's a question of the whole, whether the whole thing is day or the whole thing is night. Matilnos lechomer shnei yamin. Therefore, we have the chumras of both days. Any chumra of either one. Is a Ben Hashmashos. What is Ben Hashmashos? Mishtina chama is from sunset. When the sun sets, calls man shepnei mizrach ma'adim, and when the east, you know, the eastern horizon is still red, hichsif ha'tachton v'lo hichsif ha'elyon, if the lower part loses its color but not the upper part, ben hashmashas, ben hashmashas, hichsif ha'elyon v'yishu ha'tachton, when the upper part loses its color and the same as the bottom. That's night. It's the time that it takes to walk after shgiasachama, half a mil. Is like the blink of an eye. The day comes and the night leaves. There's no way a person can know exactly when it is. We said in the Brisa that we give it the chumers of both days. So what's the application of this? Regarding impurity, ketanan. Safek letuma ula carbon. If a zav had an emission for two consecutive days during twilight, so we don't know if it was in the same day or if it was in two different days. So rayam echa ben hashmashos safek letuma. So he becomes a safek when it comes to impurity and korbanos. But if he saw on one day ben hashmashos, he already a safek for. For Toma, Hagufa Kasha, Amrit Ezu Ben Ashmash, we said, wait a minute, when is Ben Ashmash, Bidirachama, Kozman, Shvenei, Mizrach, Ma'adimon? We said sunset, right? When is Ben Ashmashos? It's from sunset as long as the eastern is red. Hal Hechsev Tachton, Lechsev Elyon, Lailahu. That would imply that if the bottom has lost its color, but the upper has not, so it's already night because it's not the Pnei Mizrach, not red. We said if the bottom lost its color, but the top didn't, it's still considered Ben Ashmash. So he says, put these together and teach like this. When is Ben Ashmashos for the, as long as the eastern horizon is red. And also, that other situation has also been a shmashos when the top loses, it still has its color, but the bottom doesn't. But once it's all lost its color and it's the same, Lila and it's a night, Rabbi Yossi. That when the sun has set, as long as it's still red, it's still the day. Once the tachton, but not the right, the bottom loses its color, but not the top. That's ben hashmashos. Then it's night. So he has a different way of learning it. But also the tamayo, and they follow their opinions from elsewhere. De itmar shir ben hashmashos kama. What is the shir ben hashmashos? Rav and Rehuda Mishmuel shlosha chelke mil, 3/4 of a mil. My shlosha chelke mil. What does it mean? 3/4 of a mil. Ilim el tlasa palye mil. If it means three. Parts of right. What do you mean? 3/4 of a mil. So if it means 3/2 of a mil, name a mil mechza. Say a mil and a half. Ela tlasa til say mila. If it means 3/3 of a mil, so then name a mil. Say a mil. Ela tlasa riva mil must mean 3/4 of a mil. Shlosha chelkim means 3 parts of a mil. Shlosha tlasa riva mil means 3/4 of a mil. Yosi am Rav Yehuda am Shmuel shnei chelke mil. 2 portions of a mil. My shnei chelke mil, what is 2 portions of a mil? Ila b'shebali mila, if it means 2 portions of a mil, lema mil, so then 2/2, so then say 1 mil. Ela tre riv a mila, if it means 2/4 of a mil, lema chatzi mil, say 1/2 mil. Ela lamed hey amad aleph, tre sil say mil, it means 2/3 of a mil. Might be nine, it could be nine. Palga did danka, the difference between them is 1/6, half of a sixth, which is 1/12. Of a mil is the nafkamina between vichalufe vichalasa, and regarding a wicker vessel, their dispute is the opposite. Damar vichalsa bas tre kuri, a wicker vessel that has the capacity of 2 kor shari l'taltula, it is permitted to move it on Shabbos. Uvas tlasa kuri asla taltula, and with the capacity of 3 kor, you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. Rav Yosef Amar Bas Tlosa Kure Namishai Bas Arba Kure Aser. Rav Yosef says, if it has the capacity of 3 kor, you can move it on Shabbos, but if it has 4 kor, it is prohibited to move on Shabbos. Okay. Amar Bai Bamine Demar Bishas Maisa. Vafilu Bas Tre Kure Velo Shorli. So Abai says, I raised this question. Right, from my master Rabba, when it was practical, meaning when I actually had this question, I actually didn't know what to do, and he did not allow me to move even something that was too core. So Gemara wants to know, come on, whose opinion is this like? Kehai Tana Ditan. It's like a Tana who says the following in the Mishnah. Kaveres Hakash Rechaveres Hakonim Ubar Svina Alexandris, a round straw barrel, or a round barrel made of kanim, reeds, or a cistern on an Alexandrian ship. Even though they have bottoms, and they can hold 40 sa, which is the equivalent of 2 kur of dry goods. They're still considered tahor. Even if they come into contact with tumah, they don't become impure, because once they're so big, then they're not considered a kli, and they're not makabel tumah. And our rabbi Shramina, hi gudsha. So Abai said, you see from here that the surplus of dry goods in something relative to liquids is 1/3 the contents. Okay, because in the Mishnah it said that something that can hold 40 so of liquid can hold 2 kur of produce, which is 2 kor is 60 sa. Abaye chaz l'rava d'kava hava dove l'marav. Abaye saw Rava staring, like looking out to the west, to figure out whether or not it was the nighttime. Amalei v'atanya kol zman sh'pnei mizrach madim, but we know you're supposed to look to the east. If the east is red, amalei misav v'pnei mizrach madim, do you think it really means the east? Well, panam adim v'nasam mizrach. It means the west, which causes the east to redden. Others tell the story the opposite way. Rava saw Abaye staring to the east. Do you think it really means the east? The panim that it means the thing that reddens the east. And the, remember, this is a kavsa, which is a window, and like on a window, you could see how much sunlight is shining through. It would be the opposite side. Okay. Meaning, like, because if you want to see how much is coming through that window, you're going to look at the wall that's on the other side of that window. So, okay. So if you want to know how much is coming from the west, you look to the east. You want to know how much you're looking, but really you want to look to the west. Nechemia Amar Kedei Shiyahalech Oda Mishdishka Chama Chatzimil. Nechemia says, it's how long it takes a person to walk half a mil. If you want to know exactly how long Nechemia's twilight was, right, how long his Ben Hashmashas was to leave the sun on the top of Har Carmel, and when you're standing on the seashore, you can still see the top of Har Carmel in the sunlight, go and immerse yourself in the sea, and then when you come out, that is how long Ben Hashmashas is, according to Nechemia. Okay, I wrote to Libus Be'er Shel Miriam. The person wants to see Be'er of Miriam. He should go to the top of Har Carmel, look out, and he'll see a rock that looks like a sieve in the sea. Vezuhi be'er Shemirim, this is the well of Miriam. Arav Mayana Metaldol Tahar. He said a spring that can be moved is considered Tahar. And what was he talking about? How is there a spring that could be moved? Like it's in that, right? What is that? Zozo be'er Shemirim, this is the well of Miriam, which used to move. During Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashos, Kohanim used to go, could still go to the mikvah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's already a suffix. According to Rabbi Yossi, you can still go to the Kohanim can still go during Rabbi Yehuda's thing. So Pshita, of course they can. What is that a Kiddush? Obviously they disagree. You might think that the Ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda takes place during the time of Rabbi Yehuda, Kamashalon, the Shalom Ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yehuda, V'Hadar Maskel Ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yehuda's is over before the Ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yossi starts. Rabbi Chana said, Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda regarding Shabbos, and Halach is like Rabbi Yossi regarding Truma. Bishlom Halach Rabbi Yehuda l'Shabbos l'chum. We understand why by Shabbos will be more ma'achmer. Avli in Truma ma'hi. What's this business about Truma? Ime l'tfila svegahi. If it's for dunking in the mikvah, so that's a savik. Lamedei ma'beis. El l'achil Truma means for eating Truma. Delo achle kahane Truma ad shalom ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yossi. That Kohanim won't eat Truma until the end of the Ben Hashmashos of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kochav Echad Yom, Shnayim Ben Hashmashos, Shlosha Laila. When you see one star, it's a day. Two, it's Ben Hashmashos. Three, it's a night. Tanya Menachi, Kochav Echad Yom, Shnayim Ben Hashmashos, Shlosha Laila. Rabbi Yossi, Lo Kochavim Gedolim Anirim Ben Yom. It doesn't mean giant stars that can be seen in day. Lo Kochavim Gedolim Anirim Ben Yom. It doesn't mean tiny stars that can only be seen in the middle of the night. Ela Beinonim, it means middle stars. Amar Yossi, Rabbi Zavida. Also, Malacha B'Shnei Ben Hashmashos. A person who does Malacha during the two Ben Hashmashos, one between Friday and Shabbos, and then one between Shabbos and Matzi Shabbos. So Chayiv Chatas Tumah Nashach. He's going to have to bring a Chatas because one of them was Shabbos. Amalei Rav L'Shami. Atun delo kim lechu b'shi'ura d'rabanan. You, who are not expert in the shi'ur d'rabanan, ad d'shim sha'areish dikla aslu shraga. When the sun is at the top of the trees, so then you light Shabbos candles. B'yom ha'me'unan mai. So, what do we do if it's a cloudy day? B'masa chazi tarnagola b'davra orve inema adane. So in the city, you pay attention to the roosters, because they'll go up and they'll start roosting on their beams or whatever, wherever they sit. In a field, like in the wilderness, so you look at ravens, they go back to their nests. Or you can watch plants that turn west in the evening. Some plants that do that called adane. Tanar Banan, Sheish Tekios Token Er Shabbos. There were six shofar blasts that would announce that Shabbos was coming. And here's what they did. Rishon Lahav Dil Es Amim Malacha Shabbos Lavas. The first one would stop the people that were working out in the fields, so that they should start heading home. Shnia Lahavtil Ir Vichanuyas. The second one was stop us working in the city and tell people to close their stores. Shlish Lahadikas in there. The third one is lighting Shabbos candles. Divrei Reb Nasi. Rehuda Nasi Omer Shlishis Lachlots Tfilin. Rehuda Nasi said no. The third one was to take off your tfilin. Beshoah Kedet Tzlias Dag Katan or Kedet Lahadik Pasbet Tanur. Then they would pause after the third one as long as it takes to fry a fish or to put bread. Onto the sides of an oven. That's what they used to cook the bread in those days, so that people needed to do those things without time to do that. And then they do a tekiya, true and a tekiya, vishoves, and then it is Shabbos. And that's when Shabbos would begin in those days. What should we do for the Bavliyim? Shetokin Marian Vishovsim Mitoch Marian. They do a tekiya and then a truba, and then they accept Shabbos, and they start resting during the trua. Token ruin, havalahu chamisha, a tkia and a trua, so then they've only done five because they didn't do the last one. Rather, right, Ella, shtoken v'chozhen v'token marian. They do a tkia and they do another tkia and trua. Shtoken tok marian, and they finish with a trua. And the reason they do it is minag avasein b'yadan, because they follow the minag of their fathers, and that's what they used to do. Masada, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak Berei. Rabbi Yehuda taught Rabbi Yitzchak his son. Shnei lahadik asaner. The second one is to light the candle. Is to light candles. Kiman. Who is this following? Lo kriv nasan, lo kriv yudanasi. It's not like kriv nasan, lo kriv yudanasi. Yeah, l'shlish is lahadik asaner. Kiman kriv nasan. The third one is to light the candle. It must be. That's what he told him. And that was following the opinion of Rav Nasan. Tanav Yerushmal sheish tkiyos tukam erev Shabbos. They will blow six blasts on erev Shabbos. His klitka tkiya rishonim. When they blew the first one, nimnu ha'omdu basada mila ador. People in the field would stop hoeing. Umilachrosh, and from plowing, umilachrosh, kamalachrosh, and anything else they were doing, if they didn't have krovin, rishon likanes ad sheyavo rechokin. Now the people that were close were not allowed to come into the city until the people that were further from them, so they would all come in together. That way they came in together. And that way the stores were still open, and the shutters of the stores were still up. Hitchalit koa. Once it was time that they began to blow the second blast, that's when the people put their shutters down and locked up their stores. And people would still have hot water and hot things on the stove and pots in place and whatever. A person, when they would start to blow the third blast, V'hidlik hamadlik v'shoa k'detzlias dag katan. They would start removing food from the stove, and they would insulate whatever they had to insulate, and they would light the little lights, and they would pause right the amount of time that it takes. V'shoa k'detzlias dag katan ogunah basmaratur t'kemriyavet okeya v'shoves, and then they would blow tkiya, true tkiya, and accept Shabbos. I heard that if a person wants to come and light Shabbos candles after these six blasts, they can still light. Because they really did give enough time for the person to walk home with his shofar to his house. Now you're saying that the statement is only under very specific shir and circumstances. He has a hidden place on his roof. Shaminiach shofar, that's where he leaves his shofar. Because we don't carry neither shofar or trumpets. V'atanya shofar mitaltel v'chatzosar as ena mitaltel. But we learned elsewhere that you can move a shofar on Shabbos, but not trumpets. Maybe that's a little kasha. Can be a chavetz where it depends if it's for a private individual or if it's for the community. Rabbi Yachad Lamai Chazay, for an individual, what good is a shofar? Hovroi l'gamea bo mayim, because you can give water with it, latinok, to a child. Lamed vav amad alf, but Sibur nami, also in a community. Chazay legamea latinok ani. You can feed a poor infant, and that's the responsibility of the community. It's not a private thing, because we all take care of these in an orphanage or something. Also, we learned in a different price, the same way you can carry a shofar, you can carry a trumpet. Money. Avalo. So who is this? Elo kasha. Here's the idea. Harvi Yehuda, Harvi Shimon, Harvi Nechemi. It's three different opinions. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Nechemi. Okay. Umay shofar, nami chatzosros. What is this shofar that we're talking about? It's also talking about a trumpet. Kidur Chizda, Damar Chizda, like the opinion of Chizda. Hani Tlasa Mili, Ishtani Shmayu Michicharav Beis HaMikdash. These three things, their names changed after destruction of Beis HaMikdash. Chatzotzarta Shofra. Shofra Chatzotzarta. Chatzotzros is now called, was called a trumpet, is now called a shofar, and that was called a shofar, is now called a trumpet. Damar of Chizda, Hani Chlas Mile Ishtani Shmayu Mikichar Vesemikdash Chazoshavah Shavah Chatzotzotzer. L'may Nafkamina L'Shavah Shavah Shavah. What do you have to know this for? For the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, you have to know which one you're supposed to use. You shouldn't get confused by the fact that words change. Arava Tzavtzafa. Tzavtzafa Arava. What used to be called Narava is now called Tzavtzafa. And what used to be called Tzavtzafa is now called Narava. L'may Nafkamina L'Lulav. To know what to use in your Lulav. Pesura Pesurta. Pasurta Pasura. A large table that was called a Pasura was called later a Pasurta. And a Pasurta was called a Pasura. The Gemara says, Lamai Nafkamina, Lamekach Lamemkar, in terms of buying and selling, a person who orders a Pasura should know that he ordered a small one and not a large one. Rabbi, often remember Hovlila Bekase. I also want to tell you that Hovlila, which is the first stomach of an animal, is now called the Bekase, which is the second stomach of the Bekase, which is used to be really the second stomach of Hovlila, is now called the Hovlila. If a needle is found in the thick wall of the second stomach, mitzad echad ksheru, mishnei tzadim trefa, that if it's only from one side, the animal is still kosher, but if it's from both sides, then it is considered a trefa. Rav Ashi, often remember Bavel Bursif, Bursif Bavel. That Bavel was called Bursif later, and Bursif was called Bavel. L'maynaf kamina, lamid vav amud beis. What's the practical difference for this? Legite nashim for a get, for a divorce document. Because we need to know that the name of the place is written correctly. Therefore, we have to know that Bavel underwent a name change. Hadron alach bameh madlikin. Kira shehi sikua bakash ubegivava. A stove that was lit on Erev Shabbos with straw, or with, you know, pieces like scraps that were collected. So nosdim alei tavshil, you can place cooked food on top of it on Shabbos, but gefasu ve'etim, but if it was lit with like pulp from sesame seeds, or olives or other things, or with wood, lo yitain ad sheyigrof. You shouldn't place anything on top of it until you sweep the coals away. Or until you put ashes on the coal so that the fire won't light on Shabbos. Beshame Ramachamin, Avalo Tasha. Beshame says you can place hot liquid on it, but not cooked food. Beshame Ramachamin Vitavshil. Beshame says hot water and cooked food. Hot liquid and cooked food. Beshame Notlin, Avalo Machzirin. Beshame Af Machzirin. Beshame says you can remove it from the stove, but you can't put it back. And Beshame says you can even put it back. Yibayluhu. Hi, lo yitain lo yitain. As you shouldn't place, it should say, it means, right, doesn't mean that you shouldn't return it, but you could leave it there, right, from Erev Shabbos into Shabbos. Even if it wasn't swept and not covered with ashes, umani chananya he, and that is the opinion of chananya. The tanya chananya umar kol shu k'michael ben yusoy moitlasho soga mekira. Chananya says anything that is cooked up to the level of Michael ben yusoy, you can leave it on the oven. We can leave it on the stove, even though it wasn't swept or covered. Adilma l'shahostan, or maybe we're talking about leaving it. V'igar v'katam in ilo lo. And we're and if it's covered and whatever, then fine. And otherwise not. And certainly, in terms of returning things. So come in here. From the fact that we learned two different sections of the Mishnah. So they're separated in the Mishnah. If we're talking about that it can be left there, so then we would say like this. So then it comes out that a stove that was heated up with kash and gevavas, and you can leave on it food, then you shouldn't leave it until it is swept or the stuff is put, the ephors, right, the ashes are put on top of it. What does it mean left? What can they leave on there? So Mishama says a hot liquid of a low tafshah, but not food. Hot water, hot liquid, or food. And the same way that they argue over whether you can leave it there, and then they argue over whether you return it. That Beishamai says, right, you can't return it. Beishamai says you could even return it. But if it says lahachzir, then here's what it would mean. Kira, she's a kubah kasha b'kavav machzirin alav tafshel. So Akira, right, a stove that was heated up with kash, or right, with straw, or gevava, right, or these things, machzirin alav tafshel, then you can return food to it, begefes ve'etzim, but with gefes and etzim, right, with wood and the other stuff, lo yachzir ad sheyigrof, o ad sheyitein efer, then you can't return something until you sweep it up or put the thing. What are they putting back? Bishamar Muhammad of Latafshil, Bisham Muhammad Tafshil, Bishamar Nodlin, right? So Bishamai says hot liquid but not food. Basil says hot liquid and food. Bishamar Nodlin of La Machzirin, Ubasil Omrin Af Machzirin. But then what would it mean that he says you can take it but you can't put it back? Because you can put it back. But that's what we were talking about all along. So Hasulamali, what else do I need that for?